Did you get
Blog
that from
Talk Radio?
It's better than music if you want it to play. What? No. There we go. Indeed. Welcome in. Another edition of the Sports Chat, the first of the month of August, the eighth month on the Gregorian calendar, as we react to all the things that happen in the world of sports. And you might wear yours if you're that kind of person, but... So, we have a lot to get to. Cole Hamels, all that good stuff with him. Trey Fallout. We'll start, as we often do, with Cowper. And he's up here on the future. Cowper, how are you?
Jamie, how are you doing today?
Very good.
I'm here with my nephew, Daniel.
All right.
Hello. We're out there on the lake here fishing for some. We got some bass, but he's a big Twinkies fan. We were hoping Joe Mauer, we started a rumor in the cabin last night that Joe Mauer got traded. His sister was very upset. She was very upset. We were hoping Joe Mauer. So I see Hamill. Hamill went to Texas, right?
Texas, yes.
Yeah.
Texas.
So what, are they glad to get rid of him? Or, I mean, you know, it's a shame. I like to see, you know, they're tearing down there. What's coming through the pipe there and with the phony?
They're very happy with the whole prospect in which they got in return for him. And I think that's all you can ask for.
So who's really going to be coaching the Ponies next year then? They're going to go get Ron Gardenhire from the Twins?
Well, he might be a suitable idea, and that's one of many things that's up in the air right now, Shepard.
Can I fill an application out for the coach Stefani? Do you think they would? Do you think they'd interview me?
I think they'd give you a chance. I don't know who else they're trying to get, so you may as well fill out a coach.
I'll make you a bench coach. So how about the idiots, Chubbles? How's it going out there? And are they still selling a lot of hope like they do in Chicago with the Cubbies, the Scrubs? What's your record? I'm going on record right here, Double Snowman. And Chubbles gets fired from the Idiots. What's your record this year for the Eagles? Give me your thoughts.
My thoughts so far are 10-6. Those are my thoughts for the Eagles.
10-6? Are you kidding me?
10-6. But
wow,
we do make the playoffs.
Ooh, I don't think
that
would make it.
That would make him 30-24. In 3 seasons. That'd be very good. 3-10-6 years.
I say you guys lose your coach, Giants lose their coach, and so the Washington Redskins. They get all three of those coaches get fired in the NFC East. Your thoughts?
Well, Calvin, that's a bold prediction is what that three coaches will be what whacked in the same year, but I guess it might be plausible.
Cutler is released in Chicago. The cripple out there and the Denver Burritos, he's done too as well. There's been a lot of changes this year in the National Felon League. Who's your Super Bowl this year? Give me your two teams in Super Bowl. It's my Cowboys and Houston. Cowboys and Houston.
I'm glad you think that, but I think that's a little too early to do that yet.
Houston wins the AFC South.
I'll do that in a couple weeks. I'll give you all my predictions for the season.
I'm going to be back to fishing. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Calvin. Bye.
Life in South Turtle Lake up here.
Don't hang up on two people at the same time. Who are we going to go to? We're going to get to TOMK. You're up on the sports show. Hello, buddy.
Yeah, he's just calling. Okay.
You're up. In a minute, as it was. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll be right back to him in a minute. We got a bag Craig, he's up on the stage.
Hey, Jamie, am I up?
Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
How was the Phillies last night?
Very good. Not
great
like,
night, right?
Not a great night with the fans, but a great night to be there in these.
What about the fans?
Not quite a sellout, but good night to be there, yes. What's
okay.
up? What you got?
They're saying that the scout is the guy that really pulled off this trade. Oh, they're gonna let Amaro take the credit for it, but the scout that Phillip brought in was really the brains behind it, and they're gonna let Amaro look good going out the door, you know. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, but I agree with one thing. I agree with all but one thing that you said there. I'm not so sure he'll go out the door after this.
You're not so sure about that?
Yes, I think it's more plausible that he'll stay in the door and start
wow.
his seventh year in 2020.
Wow, you gotta see how these kids turn out, and that's gonna take some time, right?
Yeah, it's going to take a couple years for sure, indeed.
All right, well, I'm calling you from the ocean's edge, okay? I'm looking at the ocean. I'm standing on the beach and see how it fits, okay?
All right, live from the beach. Look at that devotion. Thank you, sir.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Uncle Tommy's up. I actually said his name this one, so I'm like,
JC, what's going on?
What's going on?
So what do we think? We got the start of training camp tomorrow. Are you ready for some Mr. Bradford?
Yeah, I'm anxious to see what Bradford can do, and it's going to be a very interesting couple of weeks.
It will
for
be.
For sure.
It will be. I think that I think the eyes of the football world are on Eagles camp and what Bradford's going to do, but hey, by all accounts, he's going to be ready, and he apparently looks pretty healthy, so that's a great sign.
Yes, that's all you could ask, really.
Yeah, I think their offense will be a juggernaut. I really do. I think they got a lot of speed. That defense is going to be so much better. They're going to get people off the field quicker. I think we're in for something special this year. I really believe that.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting year either way it turns out. It's going to be. But I do think it's going to have some makings of a special year, probably.
I agree. So what do you make of this Sixers trade? What is getting rid of the guy who could have been a productive player this year, or
well,
somebody
I think
who's got
the,
one foot in the grave?
It's definitely another plausible warning attack. Number 3 in a row. In the 2015-16 season.
Yeah.
This is Tom Thibodeau. It's what we call a plausible NBA rotation player. And that he actually had a spot in the NBA roster. And trading him away, I think, hints at another year of the Tankapalooza 3.
But I think the fans tolerated 2 years, but they're not going to tolerate this. They want to see some progress and moving forward. And you have
yeah.
Noel, you have to go forward. You can't be going back again.
Put a decent product on the court. That's all they want.
Hey, well, hey. See, you're going to see some apathy and some rebellion this year if that continues. But anyway, one final thing. Some noise down there at the Quicken Loans and at the Robert Trent Jones course. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's always a big tournament. And they did take it away from Congressional. So I don't know how they all feel
yeah.
about that. But I did think that's a good clear.
Congo members didn't want that. But what do you think of old Tiger rearing his ugly head? He seems to be playing pretty good.
Yeah, Tiger's been putting pretty well and driving the ball pretty well. And maybe he'll be a factor on the weekend for once. We will see.
Well, yeah. So you have any trivia out the door? Or you want to resume trivia next week?
All NBA, all defensive team, in each of his first 8 seasons. Only player in NBA history to do that. Michael Jordan, Shaq, Tim Duncan, and Magic Johnson. First 8 in a row.
Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Shaq. Who was the fourth?
Mike Duncan. All NBA and all defensive team.
Oh, definitely. Hands down, Michael Jordan. He was a better.
You say Michael Jordan?
Yep.
Well, we got. No, Tim Duncan. Oh, that's a
Tim Duncan for defense? I think we need to recount that one. All right, JC. Have a good
weekend. I think so. That's it. I should have given you an easier question than that. Thank you.
Tim's not known for his defense.
All right.
See you later. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye. Slapping me.
That's me.
Mr. Sir, you're up.
I hear the beat. First of all,
what?
I had that answer. I actually thought that, like, Duncan was regarded for his defense in the beginning. He just isn't now, but he's always been known. I had that right in my head. I know that doesn't mean anything.
Well,
what happened
to you that you had that right?
What happened in the beginning of the show?
What?
Did you see I was on hold for 10 minutes waiting, and then I hung up and started calling the house. What was going on?
Well, she's got to remember that the show is going on. And, well, I know nurse, but it's only 30 minutes.
You guys forgot about it?
Well, she did. I didn't. But I really did not know what time it was. What?
Uh-huh.
Well, I was watching videos. What's up?
Well, a lot's happened in the sports world here in the last week since our show, with a no-hitter the afternoon of our last show, then getting rid of Papplehead, then getting rid of the guy through the no-hitter, the third all-time leading strikeout pitcher for the Phils, then getting rid of Ben Revere, our leading hitter, leading stolen base, leading another category too. But very productive player. Those three gone. Now training camp's over. A lot happened. And we went down the game
and
saw Papo getting all
the next week. Yes, a very good night last night.
We
should check
the same,
that.
Standing on the same rock as I am the last 3 years, looking at the mountains here, waiting to get in the water.
Yes, the early going to camping. How's it going, sir? Good?
Tons of waiting around here for the other guys that rent it. But they're all here now, and then you proceeded to take every other call, so I'm hoping they're not waiting for me down at the bottom of the mountain here, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
Is everyone here or not?
Now they are. While I was on hold for my 10 minutes. Yeah. But you have more people
in
the queue?
What?
You have more people in the queue?
Yes, the queue is pretty jammed, so I think I will let you get out and be the camp master. Bye.
I love you. Bye.
The queue is jammed, and we only got, 5 minutes to go. No, he's gone. He wanted to get out of there. Colin, you're up on a sports check. Go ahead, buddy.
Jamie, what's going on, buddy?
Let's go.
Give me your top 3 storylines. I know you only got limited time here. What's your top 3 storylines for camp heading into tomorrow?
I think it's Bradford number 1, of course. Running back and offensive line. Those are the top 3.
And running back, you just want to see how he plans to use them and whether they're going to be balanced or
Murray's
guy and that.
Who's going to get the lion share to carry, then who's going to be in a one down? That's what I mean by that.
I'm hoping for like 250 and 150 out of our top two guys there, with maybe like 30 to 40 sprinkled in for Sproles. What do you think of those breakdowns?
I think that might be something reasonable to watch.
Jamie, give me Aguilar's line. What do you think at the end of the year? How many catches, how many yards, how many touchdowns, and where does he fit in?
I would say 55 catches, 745 yards, 6 touchdowns.
All right, I guess I'm hoping for better, but that's not bad either. Do you think he does that? Is he going to be working out of the slot, or is he going to be, we're going to move Matthews outside, or who's playing the slot? Give me the three receiver spot.
I think Cooper will do most of the slot work. And that's who I think will get the lion's share of the targets. That's why we only gave Aguilar 55 receptions.
Interesting. So number of catches at the end of the year, give me the Eagles' top five in order.
Cooper, 70, Aguilar, 55, and then I guess like Sproles, 20, like 30, okay?
How about Jordan Matthews? Where's Jordan Matthews fit in there?
And we'll give him another 60.
All right. I like it. You got the Premier League opening tomorrow with the Chelsea Arsenal. Who's going to win that early important match?
Yes, I know it's a big day for you tomorrow. The opening of the Premier League. Indeed, I think Chelsea needs to get back on track. They lost to that New York Red Bulls, and I think they'll beat Arsenal.
All right, my last one, James. Where's Tiger finish tomorrow at the end of the day when the dust settles?
I think he's tied for fourth. How about that?
Tied for fourth. I might have to take that one to the bank, James.
I think you should. I think that's a very bankable thing to take to it. Edible.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the insights. I'll let you try to get another call in.
Yes,
indeed.
Yeah, we will get one more call in, and then we will cut it off. Hello, are you going to punch up? Come in. We have one more call, and then we'll cut off this little excursion. Who is this here? 1897 or whatever. Good.
Perfect timing. Jamie Nation. It's BC from Sea Isles, Uncle Tom. How are you, buddy?
Making his return from Sea Isles. I like it.
How are you, buddy?
Close out the program.
I love
the
way to close
well.
Out the program. Thank you. And you're doing great. Awesome show. I know you got like a minute. So I just had a quick question on what your thoughts are, the way the Phillies are going. Is this the demise of an organization, or is this them really rebuilding and think that there's some good opportunities down the next 2 years? Your thoughts.
Well, I think the rebuild is starting, and I think it's going to be a very interesting and fun next 2 years, and I just can't wait to see where it all shakes out and ends up.
I like positive attitude. I'm feeling the positive vibe. I miss you. Great show, and we'll see you on the call sports soon.
That's what we do here on a sports show program.
I love it. Great show, and I'll see you on the golf course soon, okay, buddy?
Good for that. Thank you, sir.
All right, bud. Take care.
All right. I am a green. I can remember that. I'm going to give you trivia. If you love trivia so much. No, I think we'll cut off the show. Everyone who joined, this was a fun. Was it? No. No, you should tell. No, cut off. We only got like a minute. What, bankers?
Mm.
Yeah, of course they are. There. Yeah. They were all there. Pat Bell, Walton, evening. Black, distressed black. He looks at Dale, trying. I can't go Dunkin' Donuts. They were all there. And they probably got baked crunk last night, indeed, somewhere. And they'll do it again tonight at the alumni weekend penultimate day. As Darren Dalton and all your favorite Phillies make their once-a-year return to CBP Ballpark. Yeah. Let's check the attendance last night before we move away from the show. MLB attendance, Felisa. DVPN, no. Let's do 1883 to 2015, year by year attendance. We'll do. Where's that nightly attendance? Last night. July 31st. That's not going to get you anywhere. Let's do the year by year attendance and see how they're doing. Atlanta Braves, Philadelphia. Go to like that. No, go to the box score of it. They'll have it there. No, just go to Phillies, first Braves box score, July 30th. We're going to end up going over, so don't tell me about Kenny Nelfer. No, click it.
What?
No. This. ESPN. Does it?
29,290. 67.1%.
Could have done better, but not terrible. That's like 4,000 above the average. So that's all you can expect, really, for this time of year in a sweltering Friday. So I would have liked it to see him get to the 30s, but and now we're off the air. So bye. It's over.